Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You're on.
Sunday morning, 8:24:25. I got that wrong. I put 25. It's 24. This is how faith works, part 7. Solving our problems God's way. Which really goes hand in hand with the other one. Solving our problems God's way. All right, I'm going to just read here what I put here. In the walk of faith, according to Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, we see that it is a mental stand. Our battle is not with flesh and blood, but it is with demonic entities that bombard our minds with their narrative. But God has an agenda for us, and we must know this mentally to stand firmly in our place. I think I can or I think I can't will determine the end of this battle. The mental prep work must be settled first before we take our stand. Attitude does determine altitude. Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Heart here is the feelings, the will, even the intellect, the center. In other words, where we create from, like Proverbs 4 talks about. We see how Father God handled this situation in Genesis. We just read in the teaching before he meditated. Genesis 1, 1 through 3. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. So there was a problem. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. But that's not the only time he said, right here. Verse 6. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Verse 9. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Verse 11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. Then verse 20. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature with that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. 24. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind, and it was so. A lot of people just go with the first said. He did a lot of saids here. Okay, 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And then verse 29, and God said, behold, I've given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. So that he didn't just do one. He did all of them this way. It's just how God handles his problems. And being made in his image and likeness is how we handle our problems. Okay. Hebrews 2. Starting with just verse 7 there. Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons into glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him, and again, behold, I am the children which God hath given me. For as much then as children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took to him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful, faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. So, this stand of faith is a mental stand. Jesus showed us how to do it when he came. He was the perfect example. Okay, Hebrews 4. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, if any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they will enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spoke in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached enter not in because of unbelief. Again, he limited the certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that has entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You know what? When you've got a situation confronting you and you go to the Lord and he tells you what to do, you can stand up with your armor on and you can just knock it out. A lot of times I think we try to arm ourselves before we get clear on what we should be saying and what we should be doing. We want to just rebuke devils and do all this silly, come back to the silly religious stuff again. No. It's not about that. Not works of the flesh. The stand of faith is a mental one. This is our center where production goes on. Mental stability and the spoken word give reality in the spirit, in the natural realm. Remember the elephant story. Our mental state has everything to do with success or failure. We may think our circumstances have bound us, but it is our mental state where the problem is. That's also where the solution is. Okay, Ephesians 6, we're going to get it. Starting with verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. That's your mind. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. The elephant was chained in his mind because they had programmed the elephant to that stake as a baby. And as the elephant got big, its mental state still believed it was bound to that stake. When that huge elephant could just move his foot and break the thing, so the mental state is where the problem is or the solution is. Okay, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Okay? We should avoid any negativity during the process. How we feel or how it looks, etc. We can't let our flesh lead us down that road till we start being down, speaking down. You thinking down, you speak down, okay? You think the right thoughts, you'll speak the right words. My story for His glory, praying in the Spirit. Let me think about which story I'm talking about. It's probably the one I did in the first one where I prayed for 3 weeks over a situation. I've done that on several occasions where a problem would present itself, or there was a physical problem or another problem. And I would just pray in the Spirit, and the Lord would speak to me something, and I would speak, and it would change it instantly. The woman with the issue of blood is a good example. She just kept saying, if I just touch this garment, I shall be whole. This is the inner work I'm talking about. I think we begin to blab it and say before we have done the inner work. I don't think we should ever say anything while we are in a negative state of any kind. Don't let Satan steal your words. Keep it under your hat. Meditate, pray in the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will give you the words to speak. A lot of times He doesn't give you any words because you've already said all this crap out of your mouth. I rebuke Satan, and I bind this, and Jesus said, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Okay. This is where we missed it with the word of faith. We just made confessions list and said them repeatedly. Okay, 1 Timothy 4. Like I said, this isn't a very long one, but the truth. Right here, verse 12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Meditate means to revolve in the mind. This is how God solved His problems. This is how He made us to do it, just like He does it. We'll produce just like He did when we do it the way He did it. Don't let your feelings, this is your mental state, cause you to speak what you are feeling. This is what Jesus did when he spoke to the fig tree. He didn't just do something off the top of his head. He heard from God. Did he mean to just say anything? No, he meant speak spirit words. The helper is readily available to show us what to do. We've already read that in the other teaching about he helps us with our infirmities. That's our weaknesses. Our inability to receive what we need. So it says he comes alongside to help you pray through this solution and gives you the word to speak if you just keep your mouth shut. If we want to truly live the life God has for us, we must lay aside the works of the flesh and hear what the Spirit is saying to us about our situation. One more scripture, Hebrews 6. Verse 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of faith, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Getting past these dead works that have been dead ends.